Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because our good friend Donna Finn is back with us. Donna is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's also contributing editor to the Inc. magazine, and she's also an outstanding author of a book called Alpha Dogs, How Your Small Business Can Become a Leader of the Pack. Maybe there's another book or two out there that I don't know about. This is the one that I have, and she's our good friend, Donna Finn. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Great. Doing great. When's the next book coming out?
August.
All right.
General, please. And it's called Upstarts, How Gen Y Entrepreneurs Are Rocking the World of Business and 8 Ways You Can Profit from Their Success. It's about young entrepreneurs. Gen Y, we sort of define as being born from 77 to about 94 or so.
Right.
These are people largely in their 20s or even younger.
Right.
Starting businesses. And I've just had a tremendous time for the past 2 years talking to these people every day.
So you just blew right over Gen X's and went right to the Gen Y's, didn't you?
I did. Sorry. Gen X is the smaller generation. And I will tell you, it's just sort of for personal reasons, that baby boomers tend to connect with Gen Y more sort of meaningfully than Gen X because
they're a little more capitalistic than the Gen X's are, aren't they?
I don't know that they're capitalistic. I think they're very driven and they're very entrepreneurial. I don't think that they're necessarily. I wouldn't describe them as capitalistic. I would describe them as. Actually, I found an enormous number of them have sort of social missions attached to their business.
Yeah.
So these are kids who really, they have optimism about wanting to change the world. I mean, these are the kids who elected Obama. They're also being called Generation O because of that. So, I think what I was about to say is that we are, the baby boomers are Gen Y's parent. We raised them.
Right.
And so,
I have a Gen Y.
I have a
Gen X and a Gen Y.
Oh, I didn't know.
Barely.
You had a Gen Y.
I have a 74 model and a 77 model.
Okay. That's good.
But by the way, we expect to launch your new book on the show in August.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's see, like end of August, beginning of September.
Let's make a date for that. Let's continue to give the audience a little preview about this. One of the things that we've learned about the Gen Y generation. And they also some also call them the millennials, right?
Yes, exactly, same difference.
And that group now is going to be maybe as many as big as the baby boomer generation, right?
Yes, as big, slightly bigger, 77 to 80 million, we think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and so one of the things that's interesting about that generation is the way they communicate compared to other generations, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, they want to be reached. They want to communicate with companies and with people completely different from the way you and I grew up communicating.
Yes, I absolutely think that's true. I mean, well, first of all, there's the sort of the technical aspect of how they communicate, which is obviously they're using technology to a much greater extent than
right.
And previous generations were, and so they're communicating a lot, obviously online, on social networks, on Twitter. They're constantly on their mobile phones. I mean, I'm telling you, I think that mobile technology. I'm not telling you anything new. I'm sure is the future. I mean, this is where
you know what Google said, don't you?
What did Google say?
Google said that their future is going to be bigger with mobile than it ever has been, ever will be with PCs.
It's true. It's absolutely true. I mean, we are just going to all be walking around glued to our little screens the way Gen Y is. So
right.
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, some people are predicting that there's going to come a day where we're not sitting at our desks staring at screens anymore. We're doing everything on our
We're watching the sunrise, doing our work on our iPhones. You know, Donna, I heard a speaker a couple of months ago give the best example of the Gen Y's and business. she was talking to a guy who was a Luddite. You know, he wasn't using technology, but he was an older guy, and he was frustrated because he couldn't get this customer to respond to him about the proposal that he'd given him. And so she said, "Well, what have you done?" He said, "Well, I left a message on his voicemail, and I sent him an email. I said, 'Hey, how about my proposal?'" And the lady said, "Well, how old is this person?" And he said, "Well, he's about 30. She said, "That's your problem." He said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Send him a text message." He said, "I don't know how to do that." She said, "You got a phone?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Do you know his phone number?" She said, "Yeah." So she said, "Give it to me." So she typed in, "Hey, John, how about my proposal, Bill?" She said, "Now push that button." He pushed it. And as they were talking, in about 3.5 minutes, the little buzzer came off, the text message sound that he had came off, and it was a guy getting right back to him.
Right, there you go.
This generation respond differently.
They do, and I will tell you something, this is the case with my kids and always has been. If I leave a voice message on their cell phone, they become infuriated. They do not want to. They don't want to listen to voice messages. It's like, just don't leave a message. Call me, hang up. I'll see your number or text me. And you know, there's all this new. That one of the great new technologies now is voice to text, where there's technology being developed now that will translate your voice message into a text message. So that, my gosh, you don't have to spend that 3 minutes actually listening to somebody's voicemail. So that part of that is that they really want things to happen, you know, now, immediately. And my gosh, I have to tell you that for me, with the book, it has been a joy, because when I want more information from these kids, I contact them, and the response comes back in, like, you know, a matter of minutes.
I've got an employee that if I say I want you to do this or that, If I still want to think about it for about 8 seconds, I can't tell her about it yet because as it comes out of my mouth, she's done it.
I bet you're talking about Bliss, right?
No, well, they're both pretty good about that. But Lonnie is the one that I was thinking about. She's got such a fast trigger finger. But you know, but it is interesting. Now, what does all this mean for those of us who are doing business with these people, who are hiring these people, who are managing these people, or who may actually work for these people?
Wow, that's just a huge question.
Yeah, that's a lot of questions.
So, I mean,
that's the key. Hold on to that thought, Donna. We're going to take a quick break. Give us your website before we go.
Okay, DonnaFenn.com. Really easy.
FENN, DonnaFenn.com. The book is called Alpha Dogs. Donna and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Little Bird's bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Classic song, 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Thank you for using it. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. And don't forget to check out my blog, which we update on a regular basis. Don't forget to check out my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which both of those you can link to from the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. My newsletter is there. You can see a sample of what we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. If you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, we got something for you that will help you with your small business, whether it's an opportunity or a challenge, including the wisdom of Donna Fenn that she's deposited with us over the years and is doing it again today. Donna is the author of Alpha Dogs, contributing editor to Inc. magazine. We're talking about the Gen Y generation, the 1977 to 1984 model. Is that? I mean, 94 model.
Yeah.
94. 77 to 94. I started talking about this, Donna, 10 years ago. I started talking about the generational waves 10 years ago, and we were talking about this group that you're writing about now and that you're talking about now, but we were talking about them in terms of their generational wave impact. But these people have taken their place in the marketplace now,
right,
and so they are having they're not just spending, as I said in the opener, Donna, they're not just spending mom and dad's money. They're making their own money, spending their own money, and making their own decisions.
They are a very affluent generation, Jim. They really are. And so they're going to have a huge impact on the marketplace, and the theme of my new book, Upstarts, is, you know, the impact that they're going to be having on the small business community. So you asked before the break, you know, how do we deal with these people? There are two issues. How do you deal with them as employees, and how do you partner with them, do business with them as entrepreneurs? And for the former, I want to give my friend Bruce Tulgan's book a plug. Bruce just wrote a book called Not Everyone Gets a Trophy, How to Manage Gen Y. Great book. And actually, the title suggests that he's not a fan of Gen Y, but he really is. And Bruce has some great advice for people on how to manage this generation.
I actually think he's making fun of their parents. Instead.
That's probably true.
Yeah, so
I mean, I think one of the, you know, there are a couple of characteristics. One, I think they, you know, they want clear instructions on what they should be doing, on what they have control over, what they don't have control over, and they want feedback. They don't want people standing over them, but they want, my feeling is that they want short-term feedback. So give them a project, give them feedback and some sort of reward. And the reward doesn't have to be monetary. It can just be a pat on the back or, you know, lunch at the pub or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you did a good job or, you know, yes, that was good, but, you know, no, please do it this way next time. I think they need, so they need that. And, you know, there's also this issue of, everybody complains that they don't come to work on time. That's just like everybody's little, you know, quibble about Gen Y, that, you know, everybody else starts at 8 or 8:30 and they roll in 15 minutes later. Well, they don't get why that makes a difference, because they are, you know, they'll work through lunch or they'll work to 6 or 7 o'clock to get their work done. And you know what? Sometimes they work harder than everybody else, and they don't get why it's such a big deal that they have to live by the clock.
What do they do when they own businesses? Do they show up late when they own businesses?
You know what? I don't know. I can't say that that.
Yes,
that
that's something you ought to find out about, though,
right,
for your book.
I think their businesses are. The thing is, what's on time? We're working in a 24/7 work environment now. That there's this big mashup between work and life, and you know, yeah, I'm sure some of them roll in at 10, but they might have been up at 7 on their PCs at home, checking email or doing deals or whatever. And if they show up at 10, then unless they have to be there at 9 for some reason, like to open a store or to answer phones or whatever,
right,
then, you know, why is it a big deal that they show
up? One of the things, Donna, that I've been trying to have the debate about is this is the first generation that I remember where they came to the marketplace with goods. They came to the job with information and capability that the employer needed, rather than when I showed up those many decades ago and I knew nothing. My bosses had to teach me everything I needed to know. I just was a willing, you know, had a strong back and willing mind and was ready to go to work. But these kids are coming. I mean, my Gen Ys are teaching me about social media,
sure,
and things like that. But so we're learning from them. But one of the things I'm concerned about, and if I got about a minute and a half, is you know, they need to get to them about the fact that the older generations can teach them something too.
Yeah, and you know
there's a little bit of a conflict there, isn't there?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I think that this generation is really very willing to learn from older employees, and I think part of that is because they had very close and have very close relationships with their parents. They are closer to their parents than any generation ever, and so I think that they're very receptive to learning what they don't know from people who are older and more experienced than they are.
Right.
So my feeling is that they're not this I know it all, get out of my face generation.
But I do know that if you're an older generation and you absolutely are you consider technology to be your enemy, you're going to have a hard time with the young kids.
You are. You're going to have a hard time with everybody.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's the future.
That's
that
right.
That's the future.
Hey Donna, give us that website again one more time, please.
It's DonnaFenn.com, and the name of the new book is Upstarts: How Gen Y Entrepreneurs Are Rocking the World of Business, coming out in August.
And we're going to launch it on this show, right?
Great. Yes, absolutely.
Alpha Dogs is the book you can buy right now, and it's still good. Hey Donna, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.